It's the Friday before Thanksgiving, as nuts as that seems. It's 4 o'clock hour. It's our show. It's football season. Can only mean one thing. Let's turn our attention to the Million Dollar Sandbar.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
All right, he hit it hard last week. Indiana spanks Michigan State. Ducks on the cover. Rams taking care of the Seahawks. On Twitter, use the handle at Paramount Sports. Mr. Sterling, how is life in South F.L.A.?
Great. Just things are a little different. We normally have 32 to 35 for Thanksgiving, all the way down to 5. So
yeah.
That's how we roll here. COVID times.
Yeah, well, also intelligent times.
Right. I didn't want to say that on the air.
So the last time Ohio State and Indiana played a big game was 2012, and it was basketball. in football, the Buckeyes are 75-12 all time. They've won 24 in a row, but it is the biggest IU-OSU game most of us have seen. They're unbeaten. Seems like the odds makers, however, not so enthralled. The Ohio State University laying 20. What gives here?
So, Indiana, have you watched any of their games so far this year?
Yeah, I've watched a couple.
Okay. So, 127 teams playing college football. Where would you rank their offense?
I've always seen them as more spectacular, as consistent, so I don't know, middle of the pack?
Okay, so I thought it would be 40, 50. I think people are remembering some of their best games because they're ranked 89th in the country. Not very good. So they haven't played anyone. They're going to face an offense that they haven't faced. I mean, Ohio State, this is not one of the better Ohio State defenses, but just think that Ohio State's just a different cut above here. So Ohio State had their game last week. They had it canceled against Maryland. So most teams, you know, they tell the kids stay out of trouble, come and meet us in the weight room, we're going to lift weights for a couple hours. No, Ohio State does an 11-on-11 scrimmage for 2 hours. So I don't think they're going to let up. They were leading Rutgers 42-9 after three, and then Penn State 31-13 after three. They let up. They're not coasting here. I think they're going to lay it on Indiana. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Ohio State 52-21.
Alrighty. Their first game was canceled because of COVID, so the Huskies made their 2020 debut at home last Saturday night, took on Oregon State, far from overwhelming. They caught a break on a bad spot early fourth quarter for Oregon State. They host Arizona, who had one game canceled, and then folded late defensively, allowed that kid Keaton Slovis in USC to drive down the length of the field to win it. But here, the Dogs a solid 11-point home chalk. Who we like in here?
So whenever I see Arizona, when they play a decent team, usually the one comment that I continually write down is they can't tackle. Their front seven is just not very good. So I'm not impressed a whole lot with Washington's offense. I thought they threw too much at the redshirt freshman quarterback, but the offensive line's pretty good, and they have a good defensive backfield. Now I think we know why Chris Peterson decided to retire early, but I think Grant Cannell's fine. You know, he looked excellent against USC, completed 66% of his passes. I just think Washington is a little above average, and I think Arizona's way below average. Washington 37-24.
All righty. Speaking of USC, it's the late game. Pac-12 after dark at Utah. Utes, the defending champs, took a lot of hits, though. They lost their backfield, their secondary, and they haven't played yet. Not even sure who starts at quarterback, Drew List, Jake Bentley, who between them have 20 career passes. Boys from Troy, however, just a 2-point road chalk. How do you see this one playing out?
So whenever they match up, these two teams, you watch Utah's skill-level talent, and it's just not the same as USC. So Utah's just really usually not able to get a quality quarterback. The receivers are mediocre at best. Running backs, I mean, Moss is playing the NFL, but I just think that the one thing I take away when these two teams match up, Utah's cornerback can't cover the USC receivers. I mean, it's not even close. And I'm going to keep sticking with that. I like USC here, 32-24.
All righty. We continue with Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Here in town, we welcome back an old friend. Chip Kelly brings his third edition of the Bruins to town. Awful starts his first two seasons, 0-5, 1-5. They played excellent last week, taking down Cal. Then you had Oregon last week, who looked lost in the first half, but then late got a nice kick return, a bomb, and a touchdown, completely changed the momentum. They won the second half easy to beat the Cougs, and they are a pretty sizable 13-point home chalk. What gives in this one?
I think Chip Kelly's going to bring it this time, and I think if his quarterback is able to play, we're not sure as far as that's concerned. They got a chance to score some points here, but the Oregon offensive line really impresses me. I had some concerns going in, but none now. So I think they're going to be able to score on UCLA. The question is, can UCLA keep up? Yeah, if their quarterback starts, yeah, I think they can keep up but not win the game. I like the Ducks here, 45-38.
Yeah, going to have to see what the status of DTR is.
Yeah.
To the NFL we go, and to an old AFL fan, when I see Las Vegas versus Kansas City, I get confused. but here we are, a huge mid-season game, the Raiders and the Chiefs. Vegas is interesting. They handed the champs their only loss. Good running game, Josh Jacobs, Devontae Booker. And it's weird, in the game, Kansas City allowed 40 points in that game, 31 to Carolina. Otherwise, they haven't allowed more than 20 in any other game. But the bookmakers say KC minus one. What do you see going down in Sin City?
No, it's actually seven. That's a typo.
Oh.
Kansas City's minus seven in that game.
I thought that looked low.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I'll load up on that one. Busgate. Let's first talk about Busgate. Did you guys discuss that at all?
Busgate?
Yeah, that's you heard what happened. So what happened was after the Vegas Raiders win, it turned out John Gruden said that the bus driver wanted to drive around the stadium, do a lap around the stadium after they won the game when they were leaving. If you believe a bus driver came up with that idea, come on. I mean, that has John Gruden written all over it. So, yeah, they caught him by surprise. They hit on some big plays to start that game, give him credit. But, you know, I just think that they were looking ahead. You know, Kansas City's going to be ready for this game. I just think that the receiver Hill is going to be able to do something. Edward Solaire also might have a big footprint on this game coming out of the backfield. He should have some success against linebackers who really have trouble covering in space. And defense, three of the last four games allowed 17 points or less. So a bunch of players for the Raiders, they're in COVID. There's a chance they may not be able to play. I think Kansas City, they get their revenge. No one has beaten, no one swept the series against Andy Reid since he's come to Kansas City in the division and won both games. It's not happening here. I like Kansas City big here, 43-23.
All righty, and of course we always have a great time talking local games, Pac-12, the biggies on the national scene, but back there in Miami at Paramount Sports, it's about finding the matchup edges and picking winners. Now your game of the week provides us with a little twist. You're sprinkling in some options, including UFC, so let the folks know, what are you making available to them this week?
So normally we have a game of the week, but I know there's a lot of people listen to this segment, love this segment. I get emails, I get some tweets from people, and I know people would love to get involved. So, you know, we go over the games that your listeners want to hear about. We're not going to go over Boston College, you know, against North Carolina State. So if someone wants to get involved, I'm going to give them three free selections on my service. And because I know if I can go 2-1 or 3-0 for them, they're going to probably want to give me a shot somewhere down the road this year. So all they need to do, no strings attached, just give us your email. Call 800-400-9741. Shoot, we'll email you three free selections. That easy. Everything's also available. You want to come on board for the weekend, nine games, $97, or 2 weeks of our executive phone service. We call it Dovember, $147. So ParamountSports.com, check out the website. You want to get those three free selections in the NFL, or if you prefer UFC, had a great run also in the UFC. We've won 8 out of 11 weeks in the football, 23 out of 31 weeks in the UFC since they came back in May. So your choice, just give us a call, 800-400-9741. Give us your email. We'll shoot you three free winners out.
All right. Fun stuff. I guess we need to determine if we're going to talk next Wednesday or post.
I'm available Wednesday if you're around.
We're doing it. We're
all right,
for the holiday.
Next Wednesday, same time.
Awesome. Great talking to you, buddy. Have a good one. I'll talk soon.
You too, Steve. Take care.
All right. Bye.